Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If you've driven on the expressway in Boston, you know artist Carita Kent's work. Since 1971, her rainbow swash has adorned the gas tank next to I-93 just south of Boston. It's a monumental and well-known work of pop art. But the gas tank is just one piece in the long career of Sister Carita Kent, a Roman Catholic nun who moved to Boston in the late 1960s. She died in 1986. Kent's work is currently being exhibited at the Harvard Art Museums, and for the exhibition, Harvard partnered with the oral history project StoryCorps. Among the participants was Kent's friend and collaborator, Harvey Cox, a professor at Harvard's Divinity School. He sat down for a StoryCorps interview with his friend and Divinity School colleague, Ann Browdy.
We were both involved in the anti-war movement. This was the 60s, and she was very committed to that, and I was as well. So it was her idea that we ought to have a kind of a big public event. Music, and it would have art, and it would have dance, and it would have speeches, and it would have color, all the things that she liked to bring together. And Carita was a good friend of Judy Collins, who was really the singer of the era. And I was a good friend of Dan Berrigan, the activist anti-war priest. So the four of us kind of sponsored this event. We called it An Evening with God. And the subtitle was A Piece of Bread. That was Carita's idea. She loved playing with words. A P-E-A-C-E, a piece of bread. And we served bread there, kind of quasi-communion style. And she had crayons distributed to everybody there and paper. And she gave them a little assignment. Now, I want you to draw something. And don't be embarrassed. If you want to, draw it very, very small. This is one of her techniques. See, that's so characteristic of her. She didn't just want people to come in and listen to the music. She wanted them to be drawn into creating something and would not have been satisfied if she hadn't done that.
On that poster, she used the image of Wonder Bread.
Have you tried Wonder Bread
recently? Have you tried Wonder Bread? And when I was growing up in L.A. in the 60s, we thought Wonder Bread was poisonous. And the idea that she would use that as an image for Holy Communion,
for communion, right.
I found really startling.
Yeah, a bit shocking, I think, and startling.
What was she doing?
We see her gift was to express these really profound things with a kind of a playfulness. That was Carita. There was an irony, what we might call a ludic element in her work. That sort of disarmed you. She's almost a trickster.
And what do you think Carita would want to say to the world today if she were around?
I think she would try to help us not to feel hopeless and defeated by the overwhelming problems and challenges we face. Without being naive, she would find some way to address that that would evoke a sense of possibility and hope.
Harvey Cox and Ann Browdy talking about Cox's friend, the late artist, Sister Carita Kent. Their interview was recorded by StoryCorps as part of a project for Harvard Art Museum's ongoing exhibition, Carita Kent and the Language of Pop. WBUR is a media partner for the project. You can find more interviews at WBUR.org.